Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Seth Stasselman. He's the Assistant Director for Atlantic Parks and Rec. Good morning to you, Seth.
Good morning, Lavon.
There's always something happening related to parks and recreation in Atlantic, and you just are a bundle of energy, and you want to tell us about one that's happening actually June 3rd, coming right up.
Yes, well, actually, June 3rd, we're having what we're calling the Sunnyside Block Party, and we're actually having it at the new Kitty Corral shelter, the one that we've been working on all fall and winter to put up there. And so we're actually going to be hosting it at the Kitty Corral shelter using the band area to host all these different fun activities. And there's going to be food and a lot of family fun for everybody in the community just to come out and enjoy.
A real block party.
Yeah, really. It is a real block party.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the activities that you're planning for.
Well, we plan on there's going to be free food brought to you by Kiwanis. They will accept some donations, but they're going to have hot dogs, popcorn, and canned pop. We are going to have a cotton candy vendor, which they're going to be selling cotton candy for just $2, but all the proceeds go to Relay for Life. And then some of the fun games and activities we'll have up there is we're going to have a lot of the yard games that we actually provide rentals for in the park office, such as bocce ball, ladder toss. We're going to have cornhole or bag toss, and so a lot of those games. And then we're going to have live music brought to you at the bandstand with the dance area, and we will have a bubble machine over there. We're going to have some bounce houses donated by the Y, a reverse dunk tank, which is, you know, where if you don't fall into the water, the bucket dumps on you.
Oh, I haven't heard it called that. That's cool. Yeah.
There's just gonna be a lot of things there, and of course there's the playground for kids to enjoy. Hopefully we just get a lot of people there. They can share some community and just really have time just to have fun.
Okay.
We're gonna kick it off at 5:00. In the evening, and we're going to go all the way till dusk when it hits 9:00. So,
and Seth, a good chance for people to see what you've been doing there, and now that it's completed. But also, if people aren't acquainted with all of those games, all those supplies you have for people to rent, this would be a great chance to come and try them out and see what you have.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, no, it's a good opportunity to come see all the stuff that, you know, we have to offer. Just all the games, the disc golf area, just to take a look at the new shelter. We have a new fire pit in the shelter too, and with a drinking fountain. So there's just a lot of new things and just opportunities that we want to be able to share to the community that, you know, not a lot of people know that we have some of the stuff, you know, you can borrow for your family picnic or get together when you go to use a shelter. You can borrow a bocce ball set and go use it for your Saturday picnic, or, you know, we do have those opportunities to be able to. Mm. We just want this opportunity to be able to share.
Okay,
those
good
things. So.
Good point. You can borrow to use in your own backyard. Or maybe you're going to go to another park, and mentioning that, there's a park I often forget about, and that's Cedar Park. Tell us a little bit about Cedar Park and what's happened there in the past.
Well, Cedar Park is located just on the corner of Cedar and 2nd Street, and it's a great neighborhood park. That's a prime example of what a neighborhood could do to an area like that. And Cedar Park is a great park for, you know, just for kids of all ages. The playground's perfect for 2 to 12-year-olds around that age. And then there's a basketball hoop. There's a small picnic shelter. And so it's just a nice area to be able to spend Saturday evening. You know, if you're going through town, just to stop by. And, I mean, there's something to do for kids of all ages over there. So it's all very, very nice and close together. So it's, you know, you're never going to be out of reach from, you know, a child or anything
okay.
like that.
The kid can't go over the hill there because it's a pretty flat area, as I recall.
Yeah.
And you said there is a picnic shelter. Are there picnic tables or one?
Yeah, there's actually four picnic tables okay. over there. So there is a picnic shelter, and it does have a grill. So if you wanted to reserve that shelter, you can always call our park office or visit us on our website and be able to reserve that shelter. So those are always an option.
Okay. Talk a little more, Seth, about reserving. You know, how far ahead, and you mentioned a phone line, website. Talk a little more about reserving parks.
So if you want to reserve a shelter or an area in the parks, if you want to reserve a shelter, you're able to do it online. If you go to our website, an easier way to find it on our website is if you just like Atlantic Parks and Recreation on Facebook, you'll be able to click on the link, and it'll take you straight to our website, where you would be able to reserve any of the shelters in any of our parks. And we do reservations. We accept it January 1st for the rest of the year. And it's just first come, first serve. So if you reserve it, you'll hear something back from us and email confirmation saying you have the shelter. If you're not sure, always give us a call. Our phone number is 243-3542. You can leave a message. We'll call you right back if we're not out of the office. But you're able to reserve any shelter space for your event. If you can't find the shelter space that you wanted to reserve online, just give us a call and we'll be able to work something out. So we've hosted a lot of different events, from family picnics, small get-togethers to company picnics with 150 people.
And is that how we would also reserve the equipment for the various games?
There is no online reservation for equipment, but if you can either contact us through our website, or you can actually give us a call, or shoot, you can even stop by our office. We're right there in Sunnyside Park. Just give us a call. We like to see ourselves as friendly, so we won't bite if you come in. So
okay.
Come in and stop by, and we can get it all worked out.
If I look for you in the phone book, do I find you under the City of Atlantic or Parks and Rec? How do I find you in the phone book?
You should find us under City of Atlantic.
Okay.
So we are a department of the city, and so you should find us there. If you call City Hall, they'll give you our number right away. So
okay.
No, don't be afraid to call. So
okay.
Someone will answer, and they'll get you to the right place.
Okay.
But
now
you can find us under City of Atlantic.
What else are you working on right now? We have a couple minutes. What else is happening in terms of improvements and maintenance and so on?
Oh, there's so much. Well, we just got done with East Shelter. We had the roof replaced for the East Shelter. It's going to be repainted, and that's the shelter in between Camblin and Kitty Corral. And so it's just right there along the hill. And we're going to put a sidewalk going to the shelter. And so that's another project. It's coming up to completion. Another one we're just going to get started is Harold Holt Park. We're going to be replacing the basketball surface over there and replacing the goal. So those are two projects. One's just getting done and one's going to get started here in a couple of weeks. So
okay. And remember, we have all that space out at Chilberg's with the dog park. Maybe there's some folks that don't remember that or realize that there's a dog park there. And there's just so much to do and lots of places to do it in Atlantic.
Yes, absolutely. And the dog park is one of the greatest additions we've had in the park system in the past year. And so it's gotten a lot of use, and there's still some people that don't know it's out there. Go check it out. Even if you don't have a dog, go check it out.
You can always refer other people there and say, did you know about the dog park? And it's really a fun place. So
it really is. So, and the people that go there, they're really friendly. They play with each other's dogs, and the dogs all love each other. And so it's a really
great
good place.
So remind us, Seth, the block party that is coming up on June 3rd, time and specific location?
Yeah, June 3rd, Friday at 5 p.m. It's a Sunnyside block party. It'll be at the new Kitty Corral shelter, Bandshell area. Come check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you, Seth, for visiting with us, and thank you to you and Roger for all the work and all the volunteers that helped, too. So until next time, here's the thought. Get outside every day. Miracles are waiting everywhere.